Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to our update for Q4 and full year 2019. As you have seen, we experienced a very strong close to the year, and in total, it was a successful year for INVISIO. In the early part of January, we announced that our sales and profit for the year's last quarter substantially exceeded market expectations, so the numbers have been known to some degree for a while. It was indeed a very strong quarter. On the numbers, page four, you will see that our revenue in the quarter was the highest ever in the history of the company. We exceeded 200 million in revenue, as towards 95 million last year. For the full year, we exceeded 500 million. We ended at 514 million SEK for the year, which was 40% up compared to last year. Now, when looking at those numbers, you have to remember, though, that 2018 was pretty flat in terms of sales development. To some extent, we have been catching up during 2019. We also saw very strong order intake during the quarter. It came all the way up to 269 million, which is also one of the best quarters ever. We historically have normally not seen a lot of seasonal buying, but I think that in 2019, there were some end-of-year purchases that helped the order intake go to this high level. Now, in gross margin, we were also quite high in Q4, 61.4%, and 61% for the full year. Our operating profit for the quarter was 73.5 million towards 20.6 million last year and 132.6 million for the full year, almost double from last year. All in all, very strong numbers, but again, given our flat development in 2018, there was a little bit of catching up. It is also noteworthy that the ability to deliver 200 million in a single quarter is again related back to what we have said many times, that we have a supply chain that is able to handle large fluctuations between quarters. Also due to the fact that we, for many quarters, have had a substantial stock of products, gives us the ability to react fairly quickly and deliver on orders that have short lead times. During the quarter, there was a number of positive business developments. A customer within the American Department of Defense renewed an agreement with us. We got a new contract for 5 years, so-called framework agreement, worth up to 290 million Swedish kronor. As usual, with this type of agreement, we are not guaranteed anything, but of course, when we get this type of agreement, we do expect the customers to put in orders. Several other orders also came into the quarters that I will get back to in just a minute. Turning to page five, just a quick update on the development over the last 5 years. Our financial target of 20% annual growth in average has been met. We are at 20.6% from 2015 to 2019. On the EBIT side, you can see the illustration here shows that what I said, the scalability of our business model, that we once we get high orders and sales in a quarter, we are able to deliver with short notice, and the scalability of our business is proven in those EBIT numbers. On page six, it's a slide that we've had now for quite a while, just to show again the fluctuations that we see in our industry and our business. On the left-hand side, the fluctuation in order intake, and as you can see, the last stable Q4 2019 is indeed the highest for the whole period that we are showing here and in the history of the company. On the right-hand side, it is our revenue that is shown per quarter, and again, Q4 2019 was very strong, and sales rolling average for a 12-month period is showing a steady positive growth despite the quarterly fluctuations. Turning to page number seven, as I said, we got this new five-year frame agreement with the customer within the U.S. Department of Defense. And this contract replaces a first contract that we received in 2017 and that expired because they had spent all the money under that contract. So this is also some proof to us that they do actually intend to spend the money that is under the new contract. At least that's what we hope for. On page eight, we got a new army customer also in Europe. This time it's the Belgian army. In partnership with Thales in Belgium, we received an order for communication and hearing protection systems from the Belgian army. And during the quarter, we received two orders, a total of 55 million kroner. And as always, when we get a new customer, we know that even though the initial orders are the largest one, we know that there are a number of opportunities for further follow-up orders over the duration of their use. Once they start using our system, they will expand to more users, and they will also often buy more different types of equipment. Page nine, another significant development during the quarter was two framework agreements and a first order from the Swedish police. And during the last 2 years, we have been very diligently working on police customers globally, partly with our sales team in the U.S., but also with our sales team in Europe and Asia. And in Sweden, this is the first time we see a large police unit selecting our systems and where they have the intention of expanding it to a high number of users. We received the first order before the end of the year for about 19 million, and those products have been delivered and are now being handed out, and users are being trained. So hopefully this will lead to further orders down the road from this customer. But it's an important reference order and breakthrough into the police market for us. Similarly, on page 10, we received a first order from the Japanese police, actually two orders. It was not very large orders, but for us they are significant because they are showing an entry into the Japanese police market, which is quite large, and it's also a proof that many other police officers around the globe do have needs that we can meet with our types of products. These two first orders are for certain police officers that we'll use them during the coming 2020 Olympic Games in Japan. On page 11, just before the end of the year, we received an order from another customer in the U.S. Department of Defense for 28 million. So this is not related to the framework agreement of the 290 million. This is another customer under the U.S. Department of Defense that put this order in. Again, this is a new customer, and we believe that this over time can lead to more follow-up orders from the same customer. So, a very good year and a strong finish to the year. On page 12, our strategy is unchanged. Going into 2020, we will continue along the road we have followed for quite some years in terms of increasing our market share in Europe, North America, Oceania. We will continue with geographical expansion into selected countries in Asia, Middle East, and South America. We will continue with our product development. And as we have talked about before, our development, we have some development projects, including our new intercom that has now been finalized and will be put into the market during 2020. Last but not least, the efficiency and scalability of our business model that we have proven a couple of times, and this business model that we will continue to fine-tune and improve as we move into becoming a larger company. On page 13, just briefly on the intercom, I have talked about that for quite a period of time. And as many of you know, it has been a little bit delayed, mainly due to new requirements from customers or additional requirements during the testing and the finalization phase of the product. There has been new additional input received, and we decided to include some of those input in the first release of the product. But now the product is fully developed as a first generation. It is in test with several customers, and we of course know that, as usual, this is a long process for testing and obtaining funding and so on. But we do believe we will see the first smaller orders for the intercom system in the second half of 2020. The interest is very high. We have had that confirmed again in trade shows, both in the U.S. and Europe and elsewhere. Yeah. This is a new innovative product solution that many customers can see use for. On page 14, again, just a short picture of the concept. There are two ways of using the intercom system, either as a small portable, what we call intercom in a bag, or you can also install it in a vehicle for those that have that type of need. But the first sales opportunities for us is for the intercom in a bag solution that is shown on page 14. The introduction now of the new intercom, and also the fact that we are getting more and more into the police market, has led us to update our market estimates, or at least the sizes of the addressable market that we can look at. And we have updated those in this report. On page 15, it's the numbers for the personal hearing protection and communication system. And these numbers are unchanged. As we have said many times, we believe there are about 2 million soldiers in the primary target group, addressable market in Europe, Asia, and selected countries, US and selected countries in Asia, and that the annual addressable market is about 5 billion SEK. This is in our market where we have today sold to about 200,000 users, which equates to about 10% market penetration. So this is our core market that we have been addressing for quite some time now. In addition to that, we have now been trying to make an estimate of the addressable market for police, and there is about 2.7 million law enforcement or police officers in the US, Europe, and some of the selected countries in Asia that we will work at first. We believe that about one third of those are in the primary target group for all types of products. We believe that they are the ones that within a foreseeable future will have modern radio communication. The challenge, as always, is to know when are they going to have funding to buy modern equipment. But we can see, as in Sweden and in Japan and in Germany, that this is happening slowly but surely in several markets. And doing the calculation on a very high level with assumption that they carry out procurements with about 5 to 7 year intervals, we come to an addressable market of about 1.5 billion SEK per year. Again, these are rough high level numbers for the addressable market. Similarly, we have tried to estimate addressable market for our new intercom, which is not entirely easy because we have a new innovative product and there's not so much to compare with. But we have tried as best we can here to start with the portable intercom system as described on page 17. Here we the starting point is the number of Invisio users that are already out there, which is 200,000 plus. And if we say that there's about five users per intercom system, then the addressable market would be somewhere between 25,000 to 40,000 systems. And that would give us an addressable market of about 500 million Swedish kroner per year if we can win them all. But again, this is the high-level addressable market. It's not something that will happen in the first year. This is something that we will have to work for a number of years to get to that point. In a second phase for our intercom, we are addressing, described on page 18, the personnel carriers, the vehicles. And there, the numbers are quite a bit larger. We have been trying to look into several different statistics about vehicles in the military space, and the number we have been able to accumulate is about 650,000 relevant vehicles in the target markets around the globe. These are vehicles that potentially could benefit from our system. And if we calculate, estimate that they will probably change the system every 10 years, then that would give us an annual addressable market of about 6.5 billion. So this is quite a large market for us to address, and of course it will take time to penetrate that market. But if we can go, if we can just get a smaller percentage of the market, that is definitely a very attractive opportunity for us. And as we have said in the past as well, this new intercom opportunity is at least the size of our current business. So there is a lot of opportunity for us in the intercom. But again, it's a long process, and it is public tenders and so on, so it does take time. Finally, in the view of our positive development over a number of years, we continue to believe in our capacity to grow with good profitability. So our board of directors have proposed an increased dividend this year for 2019 of 0.85 Swedish krona per share, compared to 0.70 last year. In summary, when we look back, the successes during 2019 with new agreements and a growing number of customers does make us believe that we can continue to see good orders in the future, and that our position in the market has definitely been strengthened. So we look very positive on the continued development for Invisio. That concludes my presentation, and operator, I am ready to take questions, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And if you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, star 1 if you wish to ask a question. So our first question is from the line of Yi Wei Shu. Thank you. Please ask your question.
Hi, thank you for taking my question, Lars. Congrats to the good results. I have a number of questions. Firstly, on the market potential for the police, and you said the total police officers around 2.7 million, and then how do you get to the 700 to 900,000 target group? So what is based on what assumption?
Yeah, I think, as I said, we think that out of the 2.7 million total users, there are probably 25 to 30% of those that we believe are in the, it's a difficult word to call them higher end, but they are, you know, the special, that they are the special forces of the police, if you like, and the ones that are in situations where they will be met with very high noise and in situations where they will need our type of equipment. So it is probably not your ordinary traffic police officer. These are the more like SWAT teams, special forces within the police and so on. And the best estimate we have made from looking at the different markets is that, yeah, they are probably 25 to 30% of the total that falls in this category. It is only a few countries, like we have seen in Sweden now, where they have the assumption that all police officers will be exposed to high noise level, not all the time and not every day, but at some point in time they will end up in situations in football games or demonstrations or other situations where there's just a lot of noise and also where they need to be able to communicate.
Okay, thank you. And your assumption of 25 to 30%, and what is it based on? Based on your internal marketing research?
Yes, it is. It is based on our own internal estimates, based on input from our sales teams. It is very hard to get valid statistics on these types of numbers, and especially if you split them up into, especially in the U.S., there are very many types of law enforcement groups on a local level, state level, and so on. So it's very hard to get exact numbers. So this is our own internal best estimate.
Okay, great. Thank you. And the second question is on the intercom. So now you split the intercom market to two segments, mounted and also portable. I understand the portable part, but just for you to address the mounted segment, is it fair to assume you will need some further product development? And what is the timeline for this phase two?
I think the phase two, I mean, there will be some vehicles in that addressable market, for instance, the small light Jeeps that we could address right away. So in some markets, they would say right away, well, yes, what you have right now is fully sufficient for the small Jeeps and maybe some other types of vehicles. There will also be other types of vehicles and other countries where they will say, well, it's a little bit further out in the future. We would need some additions maybe to what you have, or from a funding perspective, it is not possible until 3 or 4 years down the line. So it's a great mix, but you can say that the phase two will start to happen slowly also, because there will be customers that will say, yes, we like the portable, but we can also see some of our vehicles where we can start putting it up already.
Okay.
But as I have said also, the intercom that we are launching now is a first generation solution.
Yeah.
We believe that this will continue to grow into a product range over time that will consist of more products and future generations of products.
Okay. Thank you. And the last question is on the your cash position. I see you have a very strong cash balance now. And could you indicate a little bit about the how are you going to do with the cash?
Yeah, I think first of all, of course, we are increasing the dividends, so that will take part of it. The second thing is, of course, that the introduction of the new intercom is also going to be an area where we need to be prepared, because the products are more expensive, and at this point in time, we've just sending out the first batch of units, but we will need to have a certain level of stock for the new intercom and all the related cables and so on. And how big that stock needs to be, we don't know yet, so we need preparedness for that. As I've also said before, we also need to be prepared for smaller additions to our product range in the terms of partnerships or smaller technology acquisitions. We are, as a market leader, often being contacted by others that have either products or technologies that they think could fit into our system. And we are, of course, evaluating that. So we want to be prepared and ready if something comes up that is relevant.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I'll jump back to the queue.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Victor Westman. Thank you. Please ask your question.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. And maybe we can start with a bit about with the capacity, you know, given this large market and your large order. What are there any capacity constraints for you? You outsource your production, but are there anything we need to be aware of here?
No, there isn't. I think, as I said, in Q4 we demonstrated that, or you can actually say in Q1 2019 our revenue was 67, as I recall it, and in Q4 it was over 200. So just that three-time ramp up between quarters show very well that we have sufficient capacity in our supply chain. And also, as I've said many times, we have decided to keep a certain amount of stock because our products have a long lifespan. So it's better that we have a good amount of stock so we can meet customer demands with a short lead time. So that gives us a good flexibility.
Okay, great. And you know, looking at these market figures and you're comparing them to your 20% growth target, it seems like there might be room to accelerate the growth a bit more. Maybe is there something you can do to you know, to increase the pace of the growth, or are you very much dependent on the tenders, or is there something you can do on your part?
Yeah, we are depending on tenders and funding and so on. So it is of course a long process where we need to now the intercom, even though we have launched it only recently, it has been known to the market for almost 2 years. So a lot of customers knows about it and are prepared for it, but it still takes time before they obtain funding. It will be similar to when we started the original business for personal systems, that in the beginning it will probably be orders from special forces that can make quicker decisions and have their own budgets. But larger volume acquirements needs to be funded and needs to go through public tendering process. So it does take time. And as always, we are cautious and conservative, so we don't want to put up the expectations too high. It is a market where things fluctuate between quarters and years, and that has to be remembered.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Last question, and maybe on the coronavirus. Are you dependent on any Chinese components? Where you see some risks for shortage?
Not at this point in time. I would say the overall majority of our parts are from manufacturers in other parts of the world. We do have some, I think all electronic companies do have single components and so on that could originate in China for certain things. But at this point in time, we don't see any issues for our part. So no. And I think also the fact, again, that we have a fairly good stock keeps us in a good position.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Welcome.
Again, for those participants who would like to ask questions, please press star 1. And there are no more further questions, sir. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you very much then for attending our call, and hopefully speak to you again after our Q1. In May. Thank you and have a good day.